This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Katrine Formby. I've spoken to her earlier in the year when she was sort of the inspiration behind TED Talks streaming into Telluride. Now we're talking to her in her new incarnation, along with her husband, as founders of Telluride Hotshot Photo Contest, which takes place July 4th. Katrine and Bill Formby also own the Nugget Building. Katrine, thanks for joining me and representing you and your husband in this conversation.
I'm happy to do so.
So thank you. So what unfolded on that trip to Rancho La Puerta that got you thinking about a photo contest in Telluride?
Well, it's Rancho La Puerta is a spa that usually has about 100 people per week there. And I did not realize when we went that particular week in March, it was 2010, that they had photography week. But they did, and they had like a one-hour session each day. I didn't even bring a camera because I didn't know about it, but I used my iPhone. And I ended up, there were about 12 people that went to this little seminar. I ended up having such a great time and being so giddy and excited about having two of my photos up on the big screen in front of, 15 people. It's not like it was a big deal, but for me it was a huge deal. And I just had the best time, and I thought I would love to have other people have this great experience. And I thought, it's kind of easy to do a photo contest if you do it online. I mean, it's very easy, actually. And so I thought, why don't we do it for July 4th in Telluride? That way it's not a long, drawn-out, take a photo of the fall leaves or anything like that. It's just July 4th. Everybody's got a camera anyway.
Right.
And submit a photo, and then a group of judges are going to decide for second, third, and 10 honorable mentions. And there we are. There's a contest, and it involves a lot of people. And, it was, fun to do. And the people in Telluride, the AHA School and Telluride Watch, and a lot of people have been excited about it, and so it became really, a labor of love for all of us.
Wonderful. You added one element into the mix that was not part of the Rancho La Puerta experience, and that is cash prizes. Why did you do that?
Well, I have to honestly say that the fact that they didn't have any even mention of first, second, or third at Rancho La Puerta sort of irritated me because I felt like, we'd all taken a lot of pictures and they were up there on the screen. And, I think, it should be acknowledged that somebody, had the best photo, first, second, and third. So I thought, well, I want first, second, and third plus honorable mentions. And I just wanted it to be a very good prize. I didn't want it to be just, a photo in the newspaper. And I thought $500 would get people's attention for first, and then 300 and 100, and I think I was right, because that's a great thing to win.
Wonderful. Your other community building idea was the aforementioned streaming of TED Talks.
Yes.
How do you feel that went for the first go-around, and are you planning more TEDx Talks this year?
I thought it was a fabulous success, and it was just inspiring to, so many people that came. And I am planning to ask the TED organization to be able to do it again next year if they allow me to do it again for 2 days. It would be February 27th and February 28th.
Okay.
And I'm especially excited because the title next year of their whole, all the TED Talks is The Young, the Wise, the Undiscovered. So I'm really hoping that a lot more kids from the school, maybe even grade school age kids, will come. I mean, we already had last year quite a few students, but I'd like even more to come next year.
Wonderful. So this has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. We're one of the sponsors of the upcoming Telluride Hotshot Photo Contest. So get out your cameras on July 4th and take part. It's nothing but fun. I've been talking with Katrine Formby. She and husband Bill are co-hosts and founders of the photo contest. And thank you so much for joining me, Katrine.
You're welcome.